Welcome to Battle Strategies for Today with the new senior pastor of New Covenant Ministries, Next Generation, Commander Willie Brown. He is a U.S. Navy Iraq War veteran, having served for 32 years. Joshua 1:9 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Tune in now as Pastor Brown shares God's plan of action to overcome life's challenges through Jesus Christ.
Welcome back to Battle Strategies for Today. I'm your host, Commander Uptown Willie Brown, still around. And yes, folks, I still get on down for Jesus. Well, brothers and sisters, it is the month of February, and you know that we talk about love often in the month of February. But before we get into our discussion on today, we want to introduce a special guest in Pure Radio Studios. Come on, Pastor, talk to the folks out there in the audience. Let them know who you are, where you're from, and where you're going.
All right, Willie. Pastor Willie, my good man.
Come on now.
Such a good friend. Listen, I'm Pastor Billy Register from True Life Church. We're located in Clay County. And I tell you what, man, God is good.
Yes.
It's off to a great start in 2022.
Amen.
We're trusting him to just do things that are above and beyond anything we can think or imagine.
Praise
so
God.
We're just excited about what God's doing. But, you know, we've seen so many things in our fellowship in the most recent months with this COVID-19 and all the things that have happened. And so many people that have just been brought through that in victory, that have been overcoming anxiety and fear, that have stepped back into their faith and more powerful way.
Amen.
And we're just going to continue to trust God to just bring us out of this all together.
Amen.
And minister to people all along the way. So
we've just
experienced some great things recently in our church, a move of God.
Yes.
We've had people healed. We've had people have financial restoration of things that they've had where they've lost, and now God's replaced it and restored it. And so there's just a lot of things we could talk about in that area, but we do know this, that God is moving.
Come on.
He's still on the throne.
Yes, sir.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And he is to be honored and trusted because he is worthy of it all.
Amen. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, you heard it right here live from Pure Radio FM 103.7 FM, 92.7 FM, and 1320 AM. So, Pastor, let's dive right into our discussion. And today, I want our listening audience to learn something from this topic, which is, it's in the form of a question.
Mm-hmm.
How will the world know we are Christ's disciples? And point B, what evidences do we believers, amen, exhibit to prove that we are, in fact, Christ's followers?
Absolutely.
Now, I'll open up with a verse of Scripture. I'll read John 13:35, but I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Version.
Yes.
Now, listen, Jesus says this. He says, "If we have love and unselfish concern for one another."
Mm-hmm.
And see, it sounds simple, Pastor Billy, but it's not by how loud we profess Christ, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Or it's not by our membership in a local church.
Mm-hmm.
Come
right.
on, Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Or it's not how much we pray and fast.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ability to speak in tongues or prophesy.
That's right.
Or by our good deeds or charitable giving. What did Jesus say that would mark us as true believers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit. So without further ado, man of God, give us your input on the things that you see as marking us as children of God, and the most important factor of it all, L-O-V-E,
brother. Yeah, man. That's you hit it right on the head, because Jesus said, when I look for something, I want to try to figure out something, I look to the place where I know the answers are, and that's the Word of God.
Come on now.
Well, I want to know how people are going to know I'm a disciple of Jesus, I'm a follower of Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going to look to the Word.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few places, we don't have time to go into all of it, but what you just said is the main one. You and I came in here today, and both the first verse we said is that. And, you know, February Love Month, that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, John 13:35.
Uh-huh.
It says it all right there. This is the New Living Translation.
Go
it says,
on.
For
uh-huh.
your love for one another.
Yes.
Now, it's not just that you love.
Come on.
It's how we love each other.
That's good.
Okay? We'll prove.
Come on.
It says, prove to the world that you are my disciples. In other translations, they will know that you are my disciples by how you love one another. Of course, Jesus talked about love all the time. He was asked, of course, "Hey, teacher, what is the deal with the greatest commandment of Moses and the law? What is it?"
Yes.
And he said, "Well, it's love. In in a nutshell. Yes. There's the great commandments, right? Mm-hmm. So the first one is love God with all your heart, mind, soul. But the thing is, it just basically says love God with everything. Yeah. That's number one.
That's number
first
one.
And greatest, right?
Okay.
That's what it said. The next one it says is second is equally important, and that yes. is to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, again, that's the thing about love for one another will
yes.
prove you're my disciples.
Come on now.
Love your neighbor as yourself. So it's talking about loving others in a more in-depth way than
Come
just
on.
Saying, yeah, I love that person.
Yes.
I don't think that's something that we have naturally. I
that's
know
right.
it isn't.
Come
in
on.
Fact, it's something we need to be developing
yes.
in our spirit
yes.
Through our faith
yes.
and through our walk
mm-hmm.
following Jesus.
That's
and
right.
so there's a couple of thoughts that I had about that.
Yes.
How do we really do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do I really love someone
on,
as much as I love myself?
Practically speaking, in other words, how can we do that?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I can love somebody, but am I going to love them as much as I love myself? That's the instruction.
Come on.
That's what Jesus is saying. So that's what I need to do. I need to model, you know, exactly in my life what he's asking me to do.
Yes.
How do I love them the same as I love myself?
Come
okay?
on now.
So now, there's some ways I think you can do that.
All right,
the first thing
it.
Is, I think, is that we need to be planted.
Come on.
Okay? Planted. Now, the Psalm, the first chapter of Psalms
yeah, yeah,
says
yeah.
in the first verse,
come on,
you know,
blesses
don't hang,
the man
yeah,
who
don't hang around the wicked
in
people.
The
don't get your wisdom
that's
from
it.
The world.
Uh-huh.
I'm paraphrasing, of course. But
yep,
the third
yep.
verse says this. And if you do that,
come on.
You will be like a tree planted,
come on.
Planted
come on.
By the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season,
yes.
and its leaf does not wither. And in all he does, he prospers.
Amen.
That's where I want to find myself.
Amen.
So I want to be planted.
Come on.
So where do I get planted? There's three things I
Come
can
on.
Tell you.
All right.
Plant in the Word of God.
The Word of God.
And
that's
when you plant
one.
Something, it takes roots,
it
right?
Does.
That's what it does.
It does.
So we want to be planted and rooted
yes.
our lives in the Word of God.
That's right.
And as we do that, you look at the Word of God. Well, what is that? Of course, it's the Scripture.
Yes.
66 books. You can look at every one of them and
Come
gain
on.
Something that's going to impact your life.
Yes.
But the Word is Jesus.
Amen.
John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning.
Was the
right?
Word.
What
That's
is the Word? The Word was with God, and the word was God.
And the Word became flesh.
That's right. And later in that very first chapter of
yeah.
John, Jesus became flesh
Amen.
In this world.
That's
he
right.
was the Word becoming
Come on.
Flesh.
Amen.
So we want to be planted. We want to be rooted in
yes.
the Word, which is Jesus.
Amen.
The next thing is we want to be rooted and planted in prayer.
Yes.
We need to be people of prayer.
Come
now.
On now.
Have your life rooted in prayer. There's a lot of places you could look to in the Scripture
yes.
that talk about this, but Romans 12:12 is a great one.
Mm.
This says, "It rejoice in our confident hope.
Come on.
Be patient in trouble.
Be patient.
And keep on praying."
Yes.
Other translations say, "Be devoted
Come on.
In prayer."
In other words, Pastor Billy, what I hear you saying is, don't give up.
Don't yeah, Absolutely. Never give
Come
up.
Come on. Endure.
Because in due season, you
we
will
shall
reap. Okay, so
not,
be planted
God.
In
yes.
the Word and in prayer. And then the other thing I think is so important now, and especially with COVID,
yes.
to be planted in fellowship.
Amen.
You need to be
Come
around
on.
Other believers
Come
now.
On now.
This is something that we can't overlook. We can look at Hebrews, of course, and don't forsake the gathering.
Come
don't
on.
Be, don't do as some people have been in a habit of doing,
yes.
which is not good to not be in fellowship with one another.
And I believe, Pastor, that the mistake that often many believers make is they try to become an army of one. I heard a mm-hmm. man of God say this once. He said, the first banana that leaves the bunch gets eaten for lunch.
Amen. Like that.
Amen.
That's right. So if we're in their strength in numbers, man, there's no question about
yes.
it. It takes a village. And I know that's a phrase from that people have said, but it takes a spiritual village for us to
I
walk this,
that.
Do life together,
Amen.
Experience life
yes.
together. And so I think that's so important to do it. And of course, if you look at Psalm 133:1 as well, it says this, how good and pleasant
how good
is
and
it
pleasant.
When
Come
God's
on.
People live together in unity.
In unity. Amen.
I want good.
Yes.
I want pleasant.
Yes.
And when we live together, that doesn't mean isolated and separated,
That's
watching
right.
online
That's
all the
right.
time
Come
now.
On. It I means, hear you.
It means,
I hear you, Pastor.
I mean, you
Y'all
know,
hear
it, it means
now.
Coming together in unity. So let's get planted
yes.
in the Word. Let's get planted in prayer. Let's get planted in fellowship and let those things take root. And then
yes.
when you plant something, what's the first thing you want to make sure you do? Because if it's me and
Come
it's
on.
a green plant,
Come on.
It's probably going to die because I don't nourish
you
it.
Gotta
I'm
water
not good.
It.
I don't have the green
Come
thumb.
On now.
But in the spiritual context,
yes.
we need to nourish those
yes.
things. By nourishing it, we need to be in devotion.
Yes.
We need to bring our needs before God.
Come on.
We need to be and share our burdens with one another and do the one another's, the praying,
Amen.
The encouraging,
yes.
all the things
yes.
that we can do when we do life together.
Amen.
That's what we really want to do is to nourish that. Now, okay, so here we are. We're planted.
Yep.
We've now nourishing.
Come
we're
on.
Fertilizing.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Taking care of this.
That's
we're
it.
Growing.
Come on.
It's growing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And as it grows, what's going to happen? Now there's going to be fruit.
Yeah.
Now that's what we looked at
Hallelujah.
In the Psalms just
yes.
a moment ago. But look at Galatians 5, 22 and 23.
What's it say?
The fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And what is the first fruit of the Spirit that Paul writes about? It's
love. Amen.
It's love.
Yes.
So we're doing back to this thing now of how is the world going to know that we are following Jesus?
Amen.
It's by our love.
Yes.
But there's a process by which we need to get there to be
Come
planted,
on.
To be nourished, to grow.
Yes.
And as we grow, the fruit of the Spirit, the first one's going to be blood. But listen to all this other stuff in Galatians 5, 22
go
and 23.
On, go on.
It's joy.
Yes.
It's peace.
Come on.
It's patience.
Woo.
It's kindness.
Yes.
It's goodness.
I'm loving
it's
this.
It's faithfulness. It's gentleness.
Yes.
It's self-control. And against such things, there is no law.
No law.
Here's the thing, man. Would you look at yourself and say, a month from now, a year from now,
yes.
if I am just a little bit more loving, am I going to be better? If I have a little more joy,
come on.
And I'm hoping it's a lot now, but
man.
I'm just saying if it's just a little,
yes, sir.
A little more peace,
come on.
A little more patience, a little more kindness,
yes.
a little more goodness,
yes.
a little more faithfulness,
yes.
a little more gentleness, a little more self-control,
Amen.
What is that going to make me?
Mm.
It's going to make me a person that is going to have that fruit of the Spirit because
yes.
I'm planted,
yes.
because it's rooted, because it's nourished,
yes.
because it's growing, that people will know that I'm a follower of Jesus. It will be something that will attract them, not
Amen.
To me, the man.
Amen.
It'll attract them to me
yes.
because the Spirit of God is growing inside of me.
You know, that's powerful, Pastor Billy. And, you know, there's probably folks out there listening thinking, well, gosh, you know, how do I get there? You know, where do I start,
mm-hmm.
you know? But here's my encouragement.
Start today.
Amen. Start
you
today.
You just start today,
That's
right
it.
Now.
And
let me just say this one
on,
thing.
Go
really.
On, go on, preacher, yeah.
Here's what I tell people all the time. We've
go
heard
on.
So many years in the church.
Yeah.
Come as you are, and
yeah.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Come as you are. Dress like you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But have as many tattoos as you feel like you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Come on.
We love you.
Yes.
We accept you.
Amen.
Come in. Now, there's some things about it that we may need to teach you.
Come on.
And we'll
adjust.
And we will.
Yep.
We're not saying that everything in lifestyle is okay.
Right.
But we're saying that you are loved.
Yes.
And that's just, we want to accept people. Scripture says, just as Jesus accepted us.
Yes.
So we've got to do that. But when we do that, not just come as you are.
Come
Very
on.
Important.
Yes.
But it's start where you
That's
are.
That's good. I love that.
Start where you are.
Well, here's God's promise, though, man of God. God's promise to every one of us, right? Psalms 138 and 8, he promised us. He says, I will perfect that
Amen.
Which concerneth thee.
That's right.
So we start with love. And we end with love.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
That's it, man. So now let me just say this last thing. Put a bow on it. We got a minute? All right. I just tell people all the time. Are you going to be a better, I'm going to just list these off real quick. Will you be a better husband, a better wife, a better son, a better daughter, a better employee, a better friend, a better servant, a better anything if you have just a little bit? And each time, each month, each week, each year, it goes by. If you have a little more love in your life, a little more joy, a little more peace,
yes.
a little more patience,
yes.
a little more kindness, all of these things in the fruit of the Spirit, as they grow, you will be better at everything.
Amen.
And not just because that means that it's better for you, but the world around you will be impacted for the cause of the kingdom.
Come on.
Because that is rooted, it's planted, it's been nourished, it's growing,
yes.
it's bearing fruit,
wow.
and that's how they will know. The number one of those is love, without question. But there's a lot of other stuff, too, that God does in our life
Amen.
From the inside out.
Wow. Well, brothers and sisters, you heard it right here at Pure 103.7 FM, 92.7 FM, 1320 AM, Pastor Billy Register, man of God. We are so appreciative that you could come out on the air with us today. And let me say this. I'm going to say this live and publicly. You are my brother.
Amen.
From another mother, but the same Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And you are welcome back in these studios.
I appreciate that.
Anytime, man of God. And bring the rest of our family. Praise God. Because look,
Amen.
When I met you, I did not meet a friend. I met a brother.
I feel like that. The first time we met, man, and it's just, I see the favor of God on you. I just thank the Lord that he's brought us together.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to see what God's going to do with your new opportunity that
Amen.
He's put you in this season. And I know that God's got his hand on us and he's moving. So
Amen.
Bless God.
Well, brothers and sisters, until tomorrow, remember to tune in again on Battle Strategies for Today with Commander Uptown Willie Brown. And I'm still around. God bless you.
You've been listening to Battle Strategies for Today with the new senior pastor of New Covenant Ministries Next Generation, Commander Willie Brown. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You're invited to visit New Covenant Ministries Sundays at 9 a.m. for early morning Bible study and 10:30 a.m. for the main church service. Remember, New Covenant Ministries has a new location, 3949 Atlantic Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida. For more information, call 904-641-7600.